Welcome back to the Beatty Boys Podcast.
The show that's mostly true.
I'm Weston.
I'm Xander.
And today we have our first ever guest, a real, actual, famous scientist.
Is it about ghost poop? Tell me it's about ghost poop.
Not about ghost poop. It's about the spookiest experiment in all of science. Actual scientists call it spooky. That's the real word they use.
Spooky how?
Like, reality checks if you're looking at it before it decides what to do.
When Mom checks if I actually washed my hands? Weirdly, yes! He should be here any... That's him! Xander, get the door! Can't! I gotta poop so bad! Don't let him say anything cool without me! Cool! You had all day!
Hello, hello, hello! Professor Quigley Wobblesworth, Institute of Very Small Things. You must be Weston.
Welcome to the show, Professor. My brother's... he'll be right back.
Ah, no matter, no matter. Now, I'm told you're an engineer. I mean, I built a marshmallow catapult that broke a window, so yeah, basically.
Perfect! Then imagine this machine, Weston. A paintball gun, firing at a wall, but between you and the wall, a metal sheet with two tall, skinny slits cut in it.
Okay, easy. The paintballs that get through make two stripes of paint on the wall. One stripe per slit.
Exactly! Two slits, two stripes. That's how stuff behaves. Little chunks of stuff. Now, do it with water waves instead. A wave hits the two slits. What comes out the other side?
Two ripples? Which out and... oh, they crash into each other.
They overlap. Where two wave tops meet, a big splash. Where a top meets a bottom, nothing. Flat water. So on the wall, you get many stripes. Splash, comb. Splash, comb. It's called an interference pattern. Stripes mean waves.
Okay.
Chunks make two stripes. Waves make lots of stripes. Got it. Now. We do it with electrons. Tiny bits of stuff, the paintballs of the universe. We fire them at two slits, one at a time. One little electron, all alone in the machine. What do we get? Two stripes. They're chunks. There's nothing to overlap with. Each one's alone in there. Whispering lighted. Many. Many stripes, Weston. One at a time. Plink, plink, plink. Each electron lands like a dot, and the dots slowly build up a wave pattern. Each electron behaves as if it went through both slits at once and overlapped with itself.
That's... no. That breaks everything?
How does it go through both? Triumphant. Nobody knows. It is the greatest magic trick in the universe, and the universe will not tell us how it's done. This is real, Weston. It's been done thousands of times. It's the most rechecked experiment in physics. Build this immediately. That's the spirit. A laser pointer and two razor slits in foil will do it. Light does the same trick.
I'm back. I wash my hands. Mostly. What'd I miss? You must be Xander. We've just learned that one tiny electron can go through two doors at the same time. Like a ghost. I knew it. Weston, I told... where'd he go? Off to the workbench, muttering about lasers. A boy after my own heart. Now, Xander, I hear you're a nature man. Ever throw two rocks in a pond at once? I've thrown so many rocks in so many ponds, I once hit a duck. Not the same duck from episode one, different duck. Then you've seen it! Two splashes, two sets of ripples, and where they cross, crisscross patterns! That's exactly what the electron dots draw on the wall. A pond pattern from particles.
Okay, but that's not even the spooky part, right? Weston said it was spooky.
The spooky part. Yes.
Some scientists thought, aha, the electron must really just go through one slit. Let's peek. So they put a little detector by the slits, a tiny spy camera, to catch which slit each electron uses. What happened? The stripes.
vanished. The moment you watch which way it goes, the pond pattern disappears. Two boring stripes, like it never was a wave at all.
It stops when you look.
When anything measures it. It's called the observer effect. The electrons get stage fright. They're like me when Mom watches me do my reading. I can read, I just can't read while being perceived. That is genuinely not a terrible way to put it. And here's where it gets weirder. Some scientists have wondered, if measuring changes reality, what counts as measuring? Could a mind count? There were laboratories, real ones, at fancy universities, where people sat and just wished at machines that flip quantum coins, trying to nudge them with their thoughts. Did it work? The results were wobbly. Most scientists say it was nothing, but some of those wobbles have never quite been explained. And don't get me started on entangled particles. Two particles linked so that touching one instantly changes the other. Across the room. Across the galaxy. That's twin telepathy. Me and Weston have that. One time he got hurt at practice, and at the exact same time, I felt weird. I was also on a trampoline, but still. The universe, Sander, is at least as strange as a trampoline coincidence.
Guys, get in here. It works. Laser pointer, foil, two slits. Look at the wall. Stripes. Like, a lot of stripes. The pond pattern in our garage.
Light going through both slits and crisscrossing itself. We're literally watching the universe do the trick right now.
Okay. I'm gonna observe it. Super hard. Maybe my brain counts as a detector. That's not how... Sander, you can't just squint. I am perceiving you.
Stripes just wobble.
I felt that in my brain.
Well, that was the garage door motor. Probably. That was probably the garage door.
Then why did the lights flicker, Weston? Why is the professor's wobble machine beeping?
Okay, so the wobble-o-meter's definitely beeping and... Wait, where's the professor? Professor?
His chair is empty! There's just a note! His splendid work had to catch a quantum of sleep. P.S. The universe is watching back!
Only Q.W.
Duck at the window.
Staring at the laser.
Is the duck observing it? Is the duck collapsing our stripes?
New rule on this show. We never rule anything out.
The Beatty Boys! Where it's mostly true.
Next episode, entangled particles. And whether me and Xander can use twin telepathy to cheat at Mario Kart.
You can't prove we can't. Bye, everybody.
Bye.